Hey there, thoughtful listener. Are you looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients? Well, I've had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders, asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video you can watch with no opt-in required, where I'll share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for over 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for great guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. I'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Ryan Labus. Ryan, you are the Director of Business Development for Pro Engineering Consulting, Inc. You are found on the web at proengc.com. Ryan, it's great to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Josh. Appreciate it.
Well, before we kind of get going and talking about what you do at Pro Engineering, and again, I'm real eager to find out the work that you do. Ryan, in terms of like you personally, what have you been into lately? What have you been geeking out on? I don't know if it's any hobbies or anything.
I just like staying active. I work primarily a desk job. I'm able to get out to the job site and walk around and check out the different projects we're working on at Pro Engineering. But
nah, that's work. That's what we're going to get into.
That's work. I spend most of my time.
When work is done, what are you doing for fun?
I'm spending most of my time outside. I love to golf. I live pretty close to the beach. I love to surf. I play some pickup basketball every once in a while, go on hikes. When I'm doing stuff that's more mellow, I love to just hang out at home, find a good Netflix show. I'm actually I'm watching Breaking Bad for the first time right now.
Really?
I didn't watch it when it first came out.
How far are you into it right now?
Season 3. So.
Okay.
I was too far behind to catch up before, but now I got more time to.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, my brother, you are in for a journey.
And then.
Where as crazy as it has been up to now, you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't watched. And I don't mean to say, you haven't watched Better Call Saul yet, have you?
No.
Okay. No. So then, of course, once you get done with Breaking Bad, then you can go back to Better Call Saul, which I absolutely adore that show. So, man, I know you have a surgery coming up. Hopefully you got some downtime. You're probably going to clock in some great episodes ahead. All right. So Ryan, let's talk about who Pro Engineering Consulting is, what you do.
Yeah. So Pro Engineering is a engineering firm, obviously, hence the name Pro Engineering. We provide a couple different services, MEP, which stands for mechanical, electrical, and plumbing. So HVAC, like power and lighting, plumbing. And we also do structural engineering as well. So all different types of construction projects, whether it's housing, single family, or apartments or townhomes, retail, stores, restaurants. We get into a lot of cool projects, some schools, some car dealerships. So really we just collaborate alongside the architect, and the other engineers involved to essentially put the plans together, which the, construction companies will eventually reference when they're building these buildings.
So just so I understand who the entities are. So, we see a shopping center, right? And we think about who was involved in getting that put together. So your architects, where does engineering fit in alongside the architect? Like what is the architect doing and what is the engineering team doing?
Got it. So the architect kind of like quarterbacks, if you will, each project. They'll come in, they'll look at a site, whether it's just a dirt lot or it's already an existing like shopping center, for example, that they're going to remodel. They'll take a look, come up with a general concept. There's a lot that the architect goes into. It's not just picking out colors and finishes for the inside and outside of the building. They'll do their research based on, local demographics, what type of business is going to be successful in here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of liability on them. And I guess they work to mitigate liability to the owner, making sure that things are up to code. I mean, we're home state for me is California. There's lots of regulations, things like ADA, you have to have accessible buildings. So
Yeah.
they'll come in, they'll determine the overall kind of scope of the project, and plan that space out. Where the engineers come in is kind of supporting that architect's vision and then making sure that it is code compliant, which is most important just for obtaining a building permit and getting a certificate of occupancy for these businesses or homes, whatever it might be. And then there's a role that we play that's kind of behind the scenes. It's almost like you were just talking about music right before we jumped on this call, or you're just talking about bass. Bass is kind of like the supporting role to the guitarist. We need to do that. Architect can plan the space, but we're making sure everything works as far as where there's power, proper lighting for the space, with the HVAC system, making sure that it's comfortable for the tenants or employees of a business. So there's a I could go on and on, but yeah, there's a lot of like we have a large supporting role in what makes a space come together.
Selfishly too, I want to ask you this. I've got two sons who are each in college. My middle child, my oldest son, he's in his senior year of mechanical engineering. My youngest is finishing up his first year of mechanical engineering. Both doing exceptionally well. My middle son's had a couple of internships with Honda. What would you say about like the world of mechanical engineering? I guess where we're headed, like how vital that is for someone that doesn't really know that world. I'm just trying to be a supportive dad. All I know is they do a lot of math.
It's such a broad statement. It's such an umbrella term for a lot of things. Like mechanical engineering, if I had some friends in college that were trying to become mechanical engineers, the first thing that comes to mind, I'm sure for most people, is the automotive industry. And I think that's probably because if it's a mechanical engineer and maybe it's association with just the word mechanic, but there's a entire world of on the construction and building industry side, related to mechanical and all these different components that go into a building. I would say, there's construction is interesting. It is ever growing and there's a lot of innovation, but it is one of those industries that's a little bit slower to to change and innovation. I'd say for your son's example, yeah, I mean, if automotive industry is something that he's passionate about, that's definitely something he can pursue. But there's a lot of universal rules, I guess, if you will, and like the physics and math side of it, where he can transition too. And I'm sure if you're honestly, if you're looking at something as complex as a car engine, you can probably dissect the systems that work within a building too. It's a
You're in charge of business development with Pro Engineering. What does that look like for you? Like, how are you attracting business? Is it pretty much just you got relationships with the architects and keeping them happy, and hopefully you're building more relationships with more architects.
Yeah, we get a lot of repeat business. There's architects that will use us as, we're their sole provider of engineering services. They'll find opportunities to give us referrals, but we do a lot of outreach. I'm constantly going to different networking events through professional organizations. That's just here locally in the San Diego area, Orange County. And LA, there's a lot of great organizations. We'll go out to trade shows. It's interesting to go out of state, maybe see what some trends are, some different regions throughout the country. We get to connect and network with people there. And then lately we've been trying to see what we can do as far as AI to help us pull data on our prospects that we're trying to target. economy is kind of wishy-washy right now. So
Yeah.
we have I've had to sit back and look at which direction we want to go and which type of construction projects that we think would be moving forward, because it's multifactorial. When we send out our proposal or our bid, I would say, it's not always, there's not, there's a sale aspect in the sense that I have to build a relationship with our clients, but it comes down to them securing a permit and then a loan and a lot of different factors. So we're kind of our sales strategy is, specialize in a few things, but be prepared to take on any type of project, and it's kind of just a volume game, to be honest with you.
So what do you like, what do you spend your days doing as like if you're in charge of business development, like what do you do each day?
Well, I wake up at 4:30 and I do a cold plunge, and I no, I'm just kidding. Generally speaking, we just have a company-wide meeting every morning. I wear multiple hats. I'll get involved a little bit in the project management process, and that's also just I need some of that information just to be able to check in with our clients, kind of manage those relationships. And then we have meetings each week with our fractional CMO. We have a marketing agency we work with. I'm just overseeing their work, managing a few different email campaigns to different types of prospects that we're trying to reach. I do work on the physical proposals, so I do have a construction background. I'm actually getting the plans sent over to me from the architects, analyzing the plans and then putting a proposal together with our scope of work. And that actually kind of serves as like guidelines or instructions as to how our engineers should approach the job and how we want them to design things. So that's a large portion of it. And then just time in meetings, introductory meetings, going out to meet different clients, going out to the job site every once in a while, see how things are going, and kind of network with the different parties that are involved out there.
Great, great. So Ryan, in terms of like who may be listening to this episode, let's say that it's a someone that's involved in development. It's an architect. We'll edit that out.
Bless you.
Something
That
went
was
down the wrong
me.
pipe.
Sorry.
Let me
Cough.
ask again. Let me hang on just a second. So Ryan, regarding a friend that might be listening right now, they might be in development, they might be an architect. Do you work exclusively in your region, or how big is your footprint?
Most of the work is in Southern California. We have a satellite office in Las Vegas. A lot of the work takes place there, but we're actually licensed in like 45 or 46 states now. We're
Yeah.
slowly working on becoming licensed nationwide. So if our clients do have work in different regions, we're able to take that on.
Oh yeah, I'm going through your I'm going through your portfolio, by the way. Really cool. Like if we go to your website, proengc.com, and you click on the all the work that you guys have done, there's some really cool renderings here. I like that Burger King in Miami. That's a
Hey,
cool
thank
Burger
you.
King.
Well, unique Miami flair to the Simple Burger.
Yeah, I'll say. And then, in terms of like a valuable connection for you, like who would that be? And what would they do if they saw that there might be an opportunity to work together with you?
Really, any architect or developer, a lot of the times developer is gonna hire either the architect directly. I mean, if you're experienced, to go to the architect first. Most people are like, oh, I want to build something. They just call the construction company. The construction company is going to come right back and say, well, I need some plans in order to give you a cost to build this. So okay, well then who's your go-to architect? Some developers will manage the team and they'll hire out the architect and the engineers separately. That's kind of just how they like to do things contractually. But either way, yeah, if you are an architect or a developer and you have a project that's upcoming, you could reach out to me and share with me the plans. We could take a look, analyze things, and tell you what we think would be the best approach to the project based on your objectives for it. We can also look at existing projects or maybe something that was designed by another engineer, give a second opinion, kind of value engineer or troubleshoot any issues that the construction crews had while on site if it's already a project that's taking place.
All right. So the website, proengc.com, when they go to the website, what should they do?
I mean, generally speaking, I'd say most of the people that go to the website somewhat know what they're looking for. It's a lot of architects and stuff like that. If it's someone like a restaurant owner or a homeowner that just was told by the city or their contractor that they're going to need engineering done, then definitely go on just to the general page, take a look, like the general homepage, take a look at the services and what we do. You can do some research on just our trade or our discipline in general. But I would say for architects who already know exactly the general scope of MEP, I would take a look through our portfolio. Obviously, just take a look that it is similar to yours. That's just kind of serves as our credibility. And then we also have some case studies on there, which show some unique challenges that we've overcome and the solutions we presented to our clients on each of those. So you get some, kind of the groundwork for our methodology or our way of thinking about things
Yeah.
and see how we might be able to potentially help you in the
Great.
future.
Ryan, thank you so much. Ryan Labus, Director of Business Development at Pro Engineering Consulting, website proengc.com. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful leaders. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, if you're looking for introductions to partners, investors, influencers, and clients, I have had private conversations with over 2,000 leaders asking them where their best business comes from. I've got a free video that you can watch right now with no opt-in or email required, where I'm going to share the exact steps necessary to be 100% inbound in your industry over the next 6 to 8 months with no spam, no ads, and no sales. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create 8 figures in revenue for my own companies. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. Make sure to hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes every single day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.